Okay, good evening, YouTube. Welcome back to another episode of FPL Family with me, Lee, and this is Sam. And Sam, I don't know, turn out your pockets. Have a look down the back of the sofa. Any FPL points down there? Have a look through the rummage through the bins. Have you... I don't know, have a look in your... I don't know. You got any points? Any points this week, or is it just...
I mean, I scraped the barrel.
Yeah. There's a few twos and ones knocking about, but apart from that... There ain't a lot of FPL points knocking about this week, guys. Welcome to the stream, guys. If you've got over 10, hit that like button. I mean, it's honestly, you know, we build up these double game weeks in our head and they just haven't delivered yet so far this season. This one has been bad so far, particularly, Sam, if you are an owner of or you bought in Mr. Emmanuel Dennis this week. Mr. Dennis, what are you saying about this guy? Talk the guys through... The moment we found that out, because we didn't watch the game. We actually went out Friday night. We had a bit of a date night, didn't we?
We went on a date.
Went off to the grandparents. We had a bit of a date night,
well,
which was amazing.
We were supposed to be at Fest, weren't we?
It was supposed to be Fest,
because we'd arranged childcare.
Yeah.
We were like...
We'll make the most of it.
Let's keep the childcare.
Yes,
let's go out on a date. So we went out for dinner.
Yeah.
Got into the cinema.
Went to a bit of Spider-Man. Good film, by the way.
We sat down.
Yes.
Just before it started, I quickly checked on the score.
Yeah.
I said to Lee... That's nil-nil.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. We'll look at the end.
Yeah. Phone's off because, if you go to the cinema...
Yeah.
FPL's FPL. I know your captain's playing, but I'm a massive MCU fan, right, guys? So yeah. I was definitely right. Phone off. We'll look at it at the end.
We went into the multiverse and I felt like I was still in it when I looked at my phone afterwards because it got to the credits at the end and we obviously have to wait around for the...
Post-credit scene, all MCU films,
So we're sat there watching the credits and I said to Lee, just check the score while I wait for the credits.
Just see how King got on.
Why just wait for the score?
Yeah. Unbelievable.
3-0.
First of all, you said to me, Norwich had won 3-0 and I fell off my chair. I was like, are you joking?
And then I was on sofa score. And then I see this little red mark and I said, someone's been sent off for Watford. And all the possible connotations of this.
Yeah.
Bear in mind that Foster's already not played because he's got COVID.
We knew that so going into the game.
That's already upset
that's
people.
That's already upset people.
And then I opened it and it was Dennis. And I said to you, I was like, and Dennis has been sent off. And we both looked at each other and thought, it's going to have gone off.
Yeah.
The Slack.
Twitter has gone off.
It's going to have gone off. And we've been in the cinema completely oblivious.
We went into the Slack on Patreon, didn't we? Onto the Slack. And we were just like, what happened? We totally missed it. It was bonkers.
Yeah.
I mean, what was your initial reaction? Because my initial reaction was, oh my God, thank God it wasn't Josh King. Because we both captained Josh King. Spoiler alert, we'll talk about our teams later on in the show. But we both captained Josh King. Neither of us even had Dennis. And I'll admit, I was worried about coming in to this game week without Dennis.
Yeah.
So much so, I very nearly bought him in. So when I saw that news come through, obviously I was pleased that I didn't have Dennis. But then I thought about... I was close. Like, on that Friday, and Fridays now are becoming like deadline madness, aren't they? Because for me in FPL, the way I'm playing it this season, I feel like I don't really do anything until like Friday. And I'm just all throughout the week thinking about different combinations and permutations. It gets to Friday, I watch all the press conferences, think about all the things I could do. And for sure, Dennis was, you know, as soon as that double game week got announced, which was announced on deadline day, by the way, so that's the first thing that created hysteria.
It was
I absolutely thought about bringing them in. A weird day,
It's a difficult one though, isn't it? Because I didn't ever really think about having him because I just didn't want the double Watford going forwards. And
What put me off in the end.
I've got transfers that I'm going to want to do ahead of 24 and one of them is not going to be dealing with
I don't want to book in the transfer.
So I was like, I'm not doing it. I'm just not doing it. But I said, I mean, if you watched my stream with Az on Friday morning, the amount of times we said, if you don't own a Watford forward... Go Dennis.
Dennis is the one to
because
have.
Because he was the obvious choice.
And don't get me wrong, Josh King owners are not jumping for joy.
No, I'm
right?
Not, I'm
two pointer.
But it's fine.
So far. Yeah.
You know, I'm at least he's going to play again in the next leg because that's the killer. It's not the red card. I mean, the red card's annoying. Don't get me wrong.
But now he's out the
next
game. But
it's the next game that he's now going to miss that's really irritating if you're a Dennis owner. So.
And by the way, I don't know if you guys have seen the highlights. Have you seen the second challenge that leads to the red? It's not. Is it a second booking? I don't know.
I mean, to be honest, I feel like I don't really understand football anymore.
This weekend, we've seen dodgy VAR come back again this weekend, I think. Which has benefited my own team. More on that a bit later on.
I prefer not to speak.
And you prefer not to speak. But listen, if you bought in Emmanuel Dennis this week, that is just hard luck. And if you captained him, that is just so unlucky that that would happen. Because, and I was sitting there, I was coming out of the cinema,
you
and
said,
I felt a bit
you?
Sick. I was just like, I was so close to doing that. Remember, and anyone that did, I just feel sorry for you. That is a shocker.
Well, the thing is that when we were actually, before we even got to the cinema, we went out for dinner first. And on the drive to go out for dinner, you said, this game week is going to be built on whether you've got King or Dennis and which one of them does bits. Now, at no point was it which one of them gets sent off and which one doesn't.
No, it was which one of them
is going to score the goals. Because we thought against Norwich...
But haven't we had that in the last 3 weeks of FPL? In the last 3 weeks of FPL, and sorry guys, I will get onto hellos and I'll get onto the, you know, what we're going to talk about. We'll talk about this man as well, Andy Robertson, and his performance today. Another 2 assists for Robbo today. Looked really, really good. But what I mean by this 50-50 nature of FPL right now is in the last 3 weeks, if you remember, I'm trying to rack my brains. We had Antonio versus Bowen in the double game week for captaincy. And if you went Antonio, you were happy at first, but then Bowen... braces in the second game, so it's the Bowen owners that very much come off the winners in that 50-50. Then it was the Ronaldo and Bruno, and if you decided to go Bruno, you absolutely won that hands down over Ronaldo not showing up and then getting a two-pointer. And this week is the same. These are all, in my opinion,
they're close calls, aren't
50-50.
They?
These are very close calls. You can look on whatever stats you want, you can listen to whatever podcast you want. We welcome you here on a Sunday evening, guys, but these are 50-50 calls that people are making. If you're on the wrong side of it, it's a killer.
It is. And I must admit, having been on the wrong side of last
of
time
around...
Of
the Bruno
round, one? Yeah. I took a bit of a sigh of relief that I wasn't on the wrong side of this one.
Yet.
Because I just still don't think Josh King's a brilliant captain. I'm still not that delighted that I've captained him.
I have to say, I was thinking about, you know, if it wasn't... that double game week announcement on Friday actually did... lean me towards. All week I've been saying I want to go Rafinha. I don't know if you heard me on the official podcast. I mean, I sat here last week and my bus captain was Rafinha. It's been Rafinha all week. And then I was like, it's a double.
Got to play the doubles.
You've got to play the doubles. And not only that, but it's Norwich and Burnley. Come on, even Josh King can get something out of that. So I thought, right, I will captain the double. And I'm obviously glad I didn't captain Rafinha now, because Leeds did not show up at home to Newcastle today.
No, I think I jinxed him.
More on that a bit later on. You brought him in again. We'll talk about Rafinha going forward now, because the Leeds fixtures look a bit more difficult now going forward. But for sure, on that mad Friday, and I'm getting used to these mad Fridays now, as soon as that double game week got announced, I was like, right, I Dennis is going to be highly owned. And again, I got in my mindset of this EO... I've got this effective ownership. He's going to have a high effective ownership, which means he's going to be highly owned in the game and highly captained. And in the end, it was last week that made me not do that. Because I did Ronaldo the week before, mainly because of his EO and the risk of not having him. And I just thought, I'm not going to fall into that trap with Dennis. And as you say, I don't want to book the transfer in. But it was a close call. It was really 50-50. So guys, do not beat yourselves up. If you bought Dennis in or you got him for whatever reason, just... bang him out for a -4 next week and forget about it. Forget about it. Anyway, Sam, let's be positive, because it wasn't all about Dennis, although that has got the community talking.
He is a menace.
Because outside of that, FPL this week has been barren. It's been a barren wasteland of points.
What? Right, just another point before we say hello then. What on earth was the 3 o'clock yesterday?
Oh, no one scored for ages, did they?
I sat there and I watched Soccer Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
What is it called? Sports Score.
BT Sports Score. The BT version.
I sat there.
Yeah.
Some tumbleweed went by.
Yeah. I posted the GIF. You know the GIF on Twitter with the guy poking, you know.
Oh,
do something.
Come on.
Come on, game week 23.
In the end, just was like, do you know what I did in the end? Got so bored, I went and swapped some football cards. Got in the car. Went and swapped some football cards.
The 3 o'clock kickoffs were not good. They were not good. Let's say hello to a few people, Sam, before we get in. FPL Harry is here. Tips is
Ten
here.
Tips.
How are you doing, mate? Did you see the video?
I did.
Did you see the video?
I
anyone
felt
that's
sorry
not
for Harry.
Seen it, I felt
couldn't
very sorry for Harry.
He could have come to the cinema with us. He'd have got less views there, wouldn't he?
Yeah. Anyone that's not seen the video of, I think a few of the FPL community got together in London over the weekend. Now that things are starting to get a little bit more back to normal here in the UK. But honestly, I saw the video and I thought it was great. It was great to see FPL communities back together, face to face. Brilliant. I cannot wait.
I don't think Harry thought it was.
Yeah, maybe Harry was, a bit...
Well, I think he probably thought the rest of the night was, but that moment...
That moment was not good. It was not good. And all of the... I don't know. There was quite a lot of celebration by the non-Dennis owners. They did celebrate quite
probably
hard.
Probably also it was a bit of a relief that it weren't them.
Yeah, there was just relief that it wasn't Josh King. Yeah. Like, presumably a lot of those people have captained Josh King. And then obviously the room was completely split on this video. You need to go and follow Tips on Twitter. You will find this video, I'm sure. Half the room is celebrating. Half the room is sitting there looking absolutely gutted and devastated. And I'm afraid to say, FPL Harry, who's in the live chat tonight, fair play for getting that video out there and sharing it and being cool with it, because he's just sitting there like this. Oh, absolute killer. Absolute killer. So Ben Allum is in. How are we doing? He says, Lee and Sam, do you collect the Panini stickers? Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Stickers and cards, actually.
Not just you and I. We've got a little boy, haven't we? That's our excuse. I mean, he's actually not that interested. You and I love the stickers and the cards.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, he's sort of given up on the cards now, because he's got to the point where he's got so many that I won't let him buy any more packs. And now it's just swapping to get the ones we need. And so now I'm like the sad one that's like,
we're the ones collecting,
swapping with all the other mums.
Yeah, I'm sitting there, you know, when the 3 o'clock kickoffs are on, I'm sitting there sticking stickers in my Panini album. Our Panini album. Craig Glassford is here. There's a new name to the live stream. Hey, Craig, very nice to see you. Mienna Sidhorn is here. How, Mienna? How are you doing? Sonny Forsberg, who, Sam, by the way, is doing very well in this month's Manager of the Month. And of course, when the Burnley Watford game is done, in what feels like weeks from now, it's like not for ages, is it?
Not next week. Next weekend.
It's like the 4th or 5th of February, I think.
Why weekend after?
The live chat will tell us.
I don't really know. It's the 5th. The 5th.
The 5th of February, I think. Anyway, whenever that game is done, I will, of course, as usual, be totaling up all of the patron scores, everyone that supports us over on Patreon. And I'll be putting a little newscast out on the Slack to say who has won our January Manager of the Month. And Sonny is right up there. He was right up there at the end of last game week. So, Sonny, if you've had a good game week this game week, let us know in the live chat. I think he's probably, I don't say odds on favourite, but he's right up there. He's right up there.
I mean, it depends
if you've
got Josh King or Dennis.
It depends if he's Captain Dennis. Yeah, I would suggest. Liron Bard is also in. He's also doing very well in the Manager of the Month, by the way. Cy Burdett is in. How are we doing, Cy? Nice to see you. Harry Clark, 40 points for Harry Clark this week. Doesn't actually feel that bad. 40 points is pretty good, I'd suggest.
I mean, it feels like it.
40 points is a bit of a worldy week, actually, Harry, if anything, I would say. Fergus Bolton is here. He says, hey, guys, hope you're well, Fergus. We're doing well. Hope you are too. Gavin Doyle is here. Hey, Gavin, very nice to see you, mate. The Smiths, 1986, a.k.a. Azzy. How are we doing, Azzy? Nice to see you, mate. And Brian Springer and a whole host of you guys are in. Guys, we've got, how many people we got in, Sam? We've got nearly 300 of you in. And how many likes have we got? 47 likes. Guys, come on. You know what to do. Hit that like button. And if you are not subscribed yet to the channel, we would love you to consider hitting the big red subscribe button. Massively helps us reach new audiences, new people, and the rest of the FPL community. Sam, let's talk about... I'll tell you what, let's talk about Robbo. I mean, I've put him in the graphic here. I normally put these graphics up here, so that's a good place to start.
Right.
So let's talk about the Liverpool game. We both watched it today, clearly. So let's have a look at this. Crystal Palace 1, Liverpool 3. I'll give my opinion on the game in just a second, but what did you make of this fixture? And again, guys, as usual, let us know what you think. All of our opinions are just that. They are opinions. So if you've got differences of opinions, tell us what you think or thought of the games at the time. And we'll pick out a few games. If you're new to the channel, this is what we do. We pick out a few games to talk about from an FPL perspective. Then we talk about scores and ranks. We look at the patron questions as well. Discuss some of the key topics ahead of game week 24. And then, yeah, that's probably about it, isn't it? That's a good use of an hour. So tell me about this game. Palace 1, Liverpool 3. Did the score flatter Liverpool a little bit? Go on. You can say yes, it's fine. Because I think it did.
Yeah.
I think it did. Yeah, go on.
I didn't think you played very well.
Outside of the first half an hour was the best we've played in a long time. We were electric first half an hour. And then after that, it sort of footstepped off the gas a little bit.
I don't know. I don't think... I really wish we'd played Liverpool while Salah's been away. I don't think you've looked right. I think the balance and the kilter is out of the team. I think Jota looks a bit lost up there. I think Firmino is looking like he's not quite fully back to where we want him to be.
What's all this doom and gloom? We beat Palace away. We threw the Carabao Cup final. Why are we all doom and gloom about Liverpool?
Because I didn't think he played very well today. And I thought that the VAR decision was ridiculous. And he didn't deserve a penalty. And quite frankly, if I was a Crystal Palace fan, I think they should have got something out of that game.
Right, okay. Well, I think we blew him away in the first 20 minutes or so. Unbelievable. I don't know. Van Dijk's just lost his man. I think Palace, shocking defending from the set piece, which we have seen before from Palace so far this season.
Yeah.
Van Dijk gets what I think in the end is a reasonably easy header. And Ox gets away at the back post. Nice finish. After that, the foot kind of came off the pedal a little bit, and Crystal Palace, to be fair to them, did find their way back into the game. And it's no surprise, it was no surprise to me when Sky Sports gave Alisson man of the match, because he did have to pull off a couple of saves to keep us in the game, no doubt about it. I'd like your opinion, though, on Diogo Jota now versus Robertson as potentially the third Liverpool. And I say third Liverpool, guys. A lot of you will have Trent. I don't think there's any panic based on what we saw today. Many of you will be thinking about getting Salah back, and that's a whole other conversation that we'll have in a minute ahead of potentially game week 24, maybe 25. But that third Liverpool spot now, despite the assist for Jota today, which was, yeah, it's very jammy indeed. I didn't think it was a penalty, first and foremost. I did not think it was. I did not think it was a penalty. But nevertheless, he gets the assist for being fouled by Gaeta in the box. Mm. But Robertson put in a real performance and has done over the last two or three weeks now.
Double defence, though.
Well, there's a lot of people starting to feel like Jota to Robbo is a move they want to make. You're not feeling it?
Hate the double defence.
Okay.
Like today, it pays off because Robbo gets a couple of assists, but it hasn't really paid off because Trent... Why did I call him Drent?
Drent, yeah.
Trent got nothing. And there's not enough clean sheets going around at the moment for me to warrant the double up anywhere. Plus, I think there's so much value to be had in the midfield. And even now, there's starting to be really quite nice, attractive-looking options in the cheaper forward bracket that I think you're going to want to play three at the back. Okay. And if you're going to want to play three at the back, I think you're going to want one from City, you're going to want one from Liverpool. And with the fixtures that they have coming up, I think you're going to want one from Villa. So for me, that doesn't leave scope in the team to go with the double up.
Okay. Sai is in. He's saying Liverpool looks shaky defensively. I don't know about shaky, Sai, but we did play a very high line. The line was very high and we did get caught out a couple of times. Mr. Van Dijk actually getting caught out a couple of times, yeah, which is very rare. Mr. Twister 242 is saying Trent, Robbo and Salah is the triple up to go. You should drop Jota. And FPL Shorts is saying, well, listen, Sam Robertson is 1.4 million cheaper than Trent now. So actually, assuming Jota and Salah... Is Robbo now an alternative?
Yeah, so I don't object to that.
Okay,
I wouldn't necessarily object to if you're looking to move money around in your team. I mean, the thing is, I don't think you're going to need it. Is the reality because, well, we'll talk, I'm sure, about premium forwards in a minute. But Ronaldo, to me, isn't even with the fixtures the way they are, with his form and the way that he's playing, he's a relatively easy sell to get Salah back. So it's not like you have to save money from Trent.
Yeah,
by
you're
going
not
scrimping
Robbo and saving necessarily.
If we were at a point where Ronaldo was banging every week, KDB was like on ridiculous form, a bit like he is, and you had to get Salah back in straight away and Son was back and you wanted him, and the only way to do it was to downgrade Trent to Robbo, then I could see the logic, let's say that. But I still think that long-term Trent is the better option of the two. So I think holding Trent, if you can afford to do that, makes the most sense.
Yeah, I think so. Second overall for amongst defenders for BPS this week, Andy Robertson, and certainly got forward at every opportunity. Every opportunity. And also playing on that side, not necessarily with a player that he's used to playing with, right? He's used to playing with Mane on that side. So all of a sudden he's got to play with Diogo Jota.
Upgrade.
Or Jota and Firmino were kind of interchanging a little bit today, but certainly Jota, given the work rate that guy puts in, did actually create a lot of space for Robertson down that side. So
do you know that Salah and Mane have got to play each other?
No, that was in a World... So they've got a World Cup qualifier coming up.
Right.
So nothing to do with AFCON. But here's the question that I'd like to ask you now about Mo Salah, because we've got now a couple of weeks' worth of break, haven't we? We've got a bit of a pause now in FPL.
Yes.
Until that Burnley and Watford game on the 5th. And then we've got a game week after that.
On the Tuesday.
So we've got loads of time now to consider what we want to do with potentially Mo Salah and even Mane, if you're considering Mane, ahead of game week 24.
Yes.
And the reason 24 was earmarked as the return of those two is that I think 3 to 4 days before then is
the
AFCON final.
Yes.
And I think the day before the final...
No, same day.
Is it the same day? Okay, yeah. Well, the same day is the third and fourth place playoff. So should Mane and or Salah get to, and we've talked about this before on the streams, guys, if they should get to the semi-finals, those guys, they will play the final about 4 days before they're due to play Leicester.
Yes.
Liverpool versus Leicester. And I think it's at Anfield. The guys will correct me if I'm wrong. It's either Anfield. Obviously, it's either Anfield or Leicester. I think it's...
I think it's at Anfield. Or the King Power. No, they're playing it at Newcastle.
Wembley, yeah. I'm pretty sure it's at Anfield. So... What are you going to do? You've already hinted at it there. Is it as easy as Ronaldo out to fund Salah? And if you're going to do that, who are you bringing in from Ronaldo to do that?
Right.
What's your early thoughts on that, on doing that?
I wish I could told Ronaldo weeks and weeks ago.
Right.
But I keep looking at the fixtures and somehow I keep keeping Ronaldo in my team and I'm getting to a point where I'm just so...
Why is that? Is that the Ronaldo fear factor? Is that the, it just, you know, in any given day he can go off?
I mean, the fixtures are real nice. Like, they're really nice now. And for a while, he's got really nice fixtures. So it's a case of kind of feeling like you want to keep invested in people that have got nice fixtures. Because if you've got nice fixtures, you're likely to do something.
Let's have a look at those fixtures, just while you mention them. You're absolutely right. Third on the Fantasy Football Scout ticker with Burnley, Southampton, Leeds and Watford up next before the Manchester Derby in 28.
Hasselhoedn, basically.
Who?
Hasselhoedn. That's not the right manager.
That's the guy for bloody Baywatch. What's his name?
No.
Hasselhoff.
Hasselhoff's the guy from Baywatch. Hasselhoedn is the...
Brilliant. I'm not even going to correct you.
Oh, God. Ralph.
Hasselhoedl. Yeah, Ralph. Just call him Ralph, yeah. Do you mean Radnick or Hasselhoedl?
Radnick. Right, okay. I don't know why I was talking about him either, the Southampton guy.
You didn't even mean him. You actually meant Radnick.
No, nothing to do with Southampton. Okay. Talk about Man United. I think
Hasselhoff, a new Man United manager, is he?
Yeah, spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler.
He's coming in his speedos.
I'll be there. All right, go on.
I think I said
this is what game week 23 has done to us.
It's carnage, isn't it?
Bonkers.
In his press conference, basically suggested that he was got to play Southampton and Brighton in game week 25.
Yeah.
So that's another caveat that comes in then, doesn't it? Because suddenly if you've got Manchester United playing a double game week against Southampton and Brighton amongst fixtures that read, what did you say, Burnley, who else?
Burnley, then it's potentially the double if our friend Ralph, who... Yeah, in case you miss this, we should explain this, right? In case you miss this...
In his presser.
Not announced officially yet. No. We should say that. Not announced officially. But in Ranić's press conference on Friday...
Hasselhoedn.
He strongly hinted... Oh, he made some comments
listed the fixtures he's got coming up, didn't
exactly.
he?
And in the FPL community, people like Ben and people like Lego Mane, people like Ben Krellin, and us, of course, as well, we get a snippet of information like that and we go, ooh... Well, it must be a double game week then.
Well,
and it did seem like that would fit, right?
He put it after Southampton. He went, oh, we've got to play this one, and then we've got to play whoever they've got in the FA Cup. Then we've got Burnley, Southampton, Brighton, and then he went on for a little bit. And it's like, well,
so hang on,
where's
basically.
Brighton coming from?
He's let
because
it slip.
That's not on the scheduling.
The Premier League are on the phone to him right now, trying to give him a gagging order, because that's the sort of thing that the Premier League hates letting slip. But in FPL... The radars go off.
Well, the thing is, it might not even have been confirmed yet. He's probably just heard a rumour that, or somebody from the Premier League or somebody inside Man United has maybe gone, oh, we've got a free midweek there. They could put that game in. And he's gone, oh, another fixture.
Let's go with it, though. Let's go with it. Say Man United do double in 25.
See,
it's really hard to sell him, isn't it?
Going back to pre the 23 deadline, had he not said that,
yeah,
I would have seriously considered selling Ronaldo this week.
Yeah.
For Watkins, probably. Yeah.
Sold him for Dennis. I'll tell you what, that was a close call. That was a close call. In actual fact, that's the beauty of watching these press conferences. Sometimes you get duff information, sometimes you get good information.
This is why Neil at Fantasy Football Scout is literally the best person in the world.
Sure. Yeah, you've got to watch that stream on a Friday. You have to.
Just because have Neil on speed dial.
Not only does Ralph get... So Ralph has let us down. Ralph Ranić, I should say, has let us down a few times in press conferences with, you know, oh, Ronaldo should be fine, all the rest of it, when he's clearly not. This week, randomly, it's where he's got some... There's a question mark over him because he's got a neck injury.
He took three hours of physio.
And then he's fine. Although he didn't play that well, necessarily. And then he lets the fixture thing slip. Does Ralph Ranić actually know what he's doing in these press conferences? Is he briefed? Or does he just go into it and just talk?
Maybe get stage fright.
Maybe he goes in
and he goes, sits down.
What's he doing?
And he just thinks, it's a bit awkward, nobody's speaking. I feel the silence.
Yeah.
But all I know is, I very nearly sold Ronaldo. And then I sat there, I was bordering on... delirious on Friday afternoon, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
I didn't know what I was doing. 2 minutes before that quote about the physio came out, because that wasn't even in his press conference.
Nope.
He'd done a press conference, then he speaks to Man United TV, where he drops this thing that Ronaldo spent 3 hours in physio and he's got a pad neck.
Yeah.
2 minutes before that, I'd made my transfer. So I was like, right, well, now I've got problems. Because, and do you know what's really annoying, Ralph? Do you know what's really annoying? Is had you said that in your press conference, I'd have taken Ronaldo out for Watkins. And that would have meant I'd have still had Mason Mount when he put in an assist against Spurs.
Well, so listen, all ifs, buts and maybes. But here's the question that most FPL managers are going to be asking themselves now. Salah's about to come back, either 24 or 25. Most FPL managers, a lot of FPL managers, you and I included, will only be able to, I think I can confidently say, I will only be able to fund Salah with a Ronaldo sale. I can't, how can you sell him ahead of a double, which is Brighton and Southampton? You can't, can you? So here we are sitting here, potentially not getting Mo Salah until 26.
I think
it's possible.
I think I can do it.
Right. What, Salah and Ronaldo?
Yes.
Right.
It's really tight, and it would it would mean like nobody make any transfers for the next 2 weeks.
Well, you know that ain't happening.
Well, yeah, I know, but because the downgrade on Rudiger probably gives me just about enough.
All right. Well, listen, we'll talk about.
But it's really close, and it's really hard to own them both.
Yeah, we'll talk about your team in just a sec when we look at our scores for the week. But for sure, the Salah coming back narrative over the next couple of weeks. And how you're going to fund it, given that
straight back in though,
Ronaldo's got a double game week coming up, is going to be difficult. Well, this is the question I'm asking you. It can't be, can it? If you're going to keep Ronaldo for that double.
We'll leave Ronaldo out of it for a second. If you weren't going to keep Ronaldo, we don't know for definite that that double's going to happen. We just think it might because of what Ralphie was talking about in his press conference. But we don't always need to listen to what he says.
No.
So, if he doesn't, would you bring Salah, if it's a straight choice, no doubles, would you bring Salah straight back in?
I want Salah in my team whenever he's available, frankly. And Leicester at home feels like a really nice game for him to be back. Now, if he's played the final, he's out. He's not out celebrating. Yes, that comes across wrong, doesn't it? But they've, you know, I presume they're not going to have an early night that night if they win, right?
Well, he's going to fly on the Monday.
Then he's going to fly back. Is he going to fly back immediately? I don't know. I mean, he's not flying EasyJet, is he? I mean, they've clearly got a decent flight home. He's got what, a couple of days training and what have you.
Put Salah on an EasyJet flight.
Is he going to be available for game week 24 if he's in the final? I don't know. It's all ifs, buts and maybes, isn't it? We're speculating. But that is going to be a key focus for us over the next couple of weeks during this break, isn't it?
Well, I think Klopp will want him straight back in based on your performances while he's been gone.
No doubt about it. All right. Well, I think we've been doing all right without him. We've been doing all right. Man United, we've kind of touched on there a little bit, but I do get the feeling if 25 is going to be a double for them, it's almost like a Ronaldo versus Bruno 2.0, isn't it? There's going to be a whole nother round of that going on, which is going to be very, very interesting.
And then the guys that own the defenders as well.
Yes, absolutely. But despite all of the Man United, Liverpool, Salah and Ronaldo talk, there is a team, Sam, that are very much coming to the fore. And I was very impressed with the new look, as I thought I would be, the new look Aston Villa against Everton, particularly enjoyed the little smile and the wink that Stevie G gave the Everton fans as he walked off the pitch. Particularly enjoyed that. But
you know that he's not your manager, don't you?
Aston Villa are becoming my second team.
No, for God's sake. Spurs are your second team. You live in a house full of Spurs fans.
Who says Spurs are my second team?
They have to be. It's the rules of this house.
They've got Stevie G and Coutinho. Villa are fast becoming my second team. You might be selling them Dele Alli. Dele Alli's going, isn't he? Where's
not
he going?
To Villa?
Where's he going? No, Villa are too good for him. Where's
he going?
He's
going to Newcastle, wasn't he?
Newcastle.
Everyone's going to Newcastle.
Such a classic Dele Alli move. Right, anyway, we need to talk about Aston Villa because
so
many options ahead of the next game week. And we've got two weeks to consider our options. Second in the game week for shots, by the way, second to Ziyech, was Buendia. So we went on podcasts and shows. We did this show last weekend on the Sunday, and we were talking about, okay, well, there's Dino and there's Watkins and there's Coutinho now and there's Ramsey, etc., etc., etc. And it was almost like, oh, yeah, don't forget Buendia had a good game. And here he is popping up with, you know, a goal and two bonus points. Absolutely run the show again. Phenomenal, phenomenal performance from Buendia. Do you think that this new look team, Stevie G coming in, is it getting the best out of Buendia finally? Is he coming to the fore a little bit? Or do you still think the smart money is on Phil Coutinho and Watkins? And I do like your opinion on Dino as well.
I mean, to be honest, I don't think Buendia's had that bad a start to the season, apart from that it's been disrupted by injury. He's been in and out of the team. And when you're new to a club, that hasn't really helped him settle. What we're seeing now is a huge improvement in the Aston Villa personnel, just with a couple of players being added. Huge improvement to the depth of the squad and the starting 11. A manager who is getting the best out of his attacking players, as well as strengthening the defence, who were always good last season. I mean, they were always good last year. So I think we are starting to see a really good, solid unit at Aston Villa. Now, what I love about them in particular is how cheap they are, because investing in Aston Villa, it's, you know, we spoke a lot over the last couple of weeks about Ramsey. He's really super cheap and a great enabler. And
played well again, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He did play well again. And you can, you know, you can strengthen him by adding somebody like a Buendia or a Coutinho. You can add a Watkins. You can add a Luca Dean. You can go for all three positions if you feel that way inclined.
Would you still say Ramsey's the enabler, though? I mean, I don't...
He's going to be the one that you bench the most, is the reality.
Yeah. I like him, right? But the main reason I like him is because he's so cheap. I don't think he's ever going to get a double-digit haul, famous last words.
He did last week.
Yeah, he did. Like, well, yeah, okay. But He never, like, Coutinho, Buendia, even Digne to an extent, you'd say, okay, well, these guys have got quite explosive potential. Ramsey still doesn't feel quite explosive enough to me. But at 4.6, what more do you want?
Well, the thing is with Ramsey, you know, like we both did last week, he will end up on your bench because he's going to be your fifth. And therefore, if you really want to be invested in the Aston Villa midfield, you need someone alongside Ramsey, because otherwise you will end up inevitably benching him. So I think, you know, the double up there is definitely possible. I wonder, so this weekend we saw what looked like his preferred front three, I think, with Coutinho, Buendia and Watkins up top. But then we saw changes happen in that structure as well, because, of course, there's Danny Ings. So we might see some rotation coming in and around those areas of the pitch.
Is Danny Ings done? Is he even in the conversation? No, he's not in the FPL conversation.
But I think what we might see is a little bit of movement around with those key players, because they've got a lot of players in that little section. So I think if you want security of starts, you go Watkins.
Yeah.
If you're happy to go with somebody like Coutinho or Buendia, or when he comes back from injury, Bailey, then having Jacob Ramsey is perfect, because if for any reason they do miss out, get a rest, there's a change in structure or system for the game that they're going to play, you have him to come off your bench and replace them, which I think is a perfect option. I do also think that, and I was very mindful last week when we were talking about Luca Dean, of just having some slight concerns, because in the past, as an Everton asset, we have fallen into a Luca Dean-shaped trap a number of times, because he looks good, the underlying stats are always there, but then the clean sheets would go, the attacking returns never quite came to what we wanted them to be. In this system, with this manager, and with the personnel around him that he has at Aston Villa, having now seen him twice, I don't think those statements stand anymore. I think he is...
He's an easy in, I think.
A very easy in. The only thing I would say about him being a really easy in is, on the other side of the pitch, Matty Cash also played incredibly well.
Yeah. So he's more expensive than Dean, though, isn't he?
I think so. I think he's 0.1 more. But I do really like them both. I think they've both got equal attacking prowess, actually. Both have got equal...
It's the set pieces that does it for me, though.
It is the set pieces.
Every free kick they had lined up, don't get me wrong, I don't think Dina's going to even take 50% of the free kicks, because they've got Coutinho, Buendia, they can all take them.
But he has,
I think it'd be
some.
Little Phil that takes most of them. But he's going to take a lot of corners. I mean, he's already got an assist from a corner, Dina. Yeah. And it's just, he's just going to tick over. And the thing with Dean is, what it feels like for me with him, obviously, and he got the 3 bonus points this week because of it, is because he's one of those attacking players, because he's always crossing in the box, because he's always taking set pieces, all he needs is an assist and a clean sheet, and he's double digit, he's 12, 13 points.
I think my preference is to go Dean over Cash, but Cash is there as an option if you want to go for a slightly more differential pick.
All right, okay. What about Ollie Watkins then? Because, you know, we're talking about, well, Buendia and Coutinho in midfield, and maybe Ramsey if you want an enabler, and Dino at the back. I think that's the general consensus. But there are a lot of options, particularly in that midfield. So you've got to find a slot for one or two of those players. But up front, we're kind of, you know, you've already said about the malaise around Ronaldo, and, you know, Antonio's a little bit out of form. And,
Calvert-Lewin.
You know, Calvert-Lewin, Everton's still looking a bit shaky, and, you know, maybe Duncan Ferguson needs these couple of weeks to get into the team a little bit. But there's a little bit of a, even with the Dennis and King thing, we need some players to come to the fore up front. And although Watkins isn't necessarily grabbing the headlines from an FPL perspective, the fixtures coming up, they're in form. He is playing well. The one thing I have noticed with him is he's incredibly unselfish, Watkins. He's works so hard. He reminds me, and I said this to the Ohana on the Ohana podcast to the patrons last Friday, he reminds me a bit of a sort of a younger Roberto Firmino, actually, because he works so hard and he pulls the defenders around, and it's only going to benefit Coutinho and Buendia. And it's because of that I fancy, if I was going to go in on an Aston Villa attacker, it would be Coutinho or Buendia. I would go with one of them and not with Watkins. But I still think Watkins is a reasonable pick at a time when we need decent forward picks to come to the fore.
I love Ollie Watkins. I think he is highly investable. I think he looks like he's ready to be a prolific striker amongst that team that he has. He's got so much creativity in and around him now. There's going to be balls coming into him from all different directions, from Luke Dean, from Coutinho, from Buendia, from Bailey when he's back, from Ramsey. Like, there's balls everywhere, from Cash on the other side. Like, the amount of potential.
Is he that good in the air?
But the amount of potential, it's not just in the air. They'll come in at his feet, they'll be whipping stuff into him. I think he could be exceptional over the next few weeks. And he is a player that I would absolutely kill to swap Ronaldo for.
All right. Well, you don't have to kill, Sam. You can
I'm going to fall into a Ronaldo-shaped trap, aren't I? Is the reality.
You can easily do it.
I'm in a bunker, and it's shaped like Ronaldo.
Let's have a look at the Aston Villa fixtures coming up. Yes, it's Leeds, Newcastle, Watford, Brighton and Southampton. And, Sam, as we mentioned last Sunday, we are expecting, this double game week to get announced for Aston Villa at some stage.
Well, you say that, so I was expecting it.
Yeah.
I was expecting it to...
It's coming, but we don't know when.
Well, I was expecting 24? It to be... Well, I don't know, Lee, because I thought it was going to be FA Cup weekend. But I'm so confused now, because that's when the Watford-Burnley game has gone. So you can't have game week 23 and 24 in that one weekend. And they said they weren't adding any fixtures after deadlines before, so now I don't know.
No.
But they are going to have a fixture to go in at some point. I mean, if it goes in 23, it'll be hilarious, because it'll be Aston Villa versus Leeds and Leeds versus Aston Villa.
In 24, being Villa Leeds and then Leeds Villa.
It should be mental.
Yeah.
And it does make sense for it to be an FA Cup weekend, but who knows? I do really like Villa, though. Fixtures are really nice. Couple of games to be rescheduled. Great form, great confidence, good management, great signings in the window. What if they bring in Luis Suarez as well?
God, blimey. Imagine he comes in. That would be probably sad for Watkins, I'd suggest. Because, listen, I like Watkins. He seems to be a good player, but it's Luis Suarez. I mean, he's going to get the nod, isn't he? It's no Liverpool bias. Suarez is an unbelievable player.
How old is he now?
He's getting on.
Can't
no
play
doubt
90
he's getting
minutes
on.
Three times a week.
Yeah, but then why would he... he's already got Ings to do that job. So why does he need Suarez to come in and do that? I don't know. Suarez would be a bit of a...
I don't think they need all three of them. That's the weird thing.
Not.
I don't know.
No, possibly not. I think Watkins could learn a lot from Suarez as well in terms of movement and the way that he bites players. I don't know. Let's see what you guys are saying. Bossman 525, how are we doing? He says Ollie offside Watkins. Yeah, he was caught offside a lot, actually.
Nah.
And he was caught a long way offside a couple of times at the weekend, I saw. He's not.
I won't have anything bad said about Watkins.
The timing of his runs is. He just needs to learn that a bit. Villa are going places under Gerrard. He has drawing power. Yeah, he does. Players like Suarez will want to come. He will want. And other players will want to come as well. Let's see what else you guys are saying. Sam, if Spurs get Traore, will you go with him or Son or Kane? Let's have a quick chat about the Spurs and Chelsea game then this afternoon. So 2-0 to Chelsea. What's your view on this game, and particularly that question about Traore? Would you, and let's have a look at the fixtures coming up for Spurs, would you invest in Spurs at all is the first question. It's Southampton and Wolves at home up next before a trip to the Etihad, then Leeds and Everton. So that Manchester City fixture is a not very nice fixture.
Beat them
amongst five pretty nice looking ones. If you were going to invest in Spurs, how would you do it and where would you go? And would it be Adama Traore?
No, it would not be Traore. I don't think he'd get enough starts.
Well, you've got to be buying him to start, haven't you? Better than Bergwijn, isn't he? he's better than Stevie Bergwijn. Despite the fact that Adama Traore has never scored twice in the last 8 seconds of a game. He's better than Moore as well, isn't he?
What is wrong with you?
I'm just saying. He's going to be buying him for a reason.
He's not better than either of those players.
All right, okay.
All he does is wear baby oil all the time. I'm not an Adama Traore fan.
You don't want Spurs to sign him.
Want us to sign him. I don't think he adds any value. I don't know what Conte's doing.
Wow.
I'm not keen at all, and I definitely wouldn't own him in FPL. There you are.
Right. Who are you going to go with then? If you were going to invest in Spurs, where would you go? Would you go at all at the minute? It's okay to say no.
If Son's back for game week 23,
right,
I'll be really tempted to go back there again.
What about if you were a Reguilón owner? I am a Reguilón owner.
I don't know what to say to you about
this.
Didn't
play today.
I don't understand.
What's going on? Should I be selling him?
Maybe.
Mm. I did think a few weeks back that Conte doesn't mind Sessegnon.
He wasn't poor.
Yeah, but he gives Conte what he wants down that side. He wants a fast attacker down that side, and Reguilón isn't really it. Sessegnon fits that profile a bit better. He's not that great at it, but he fits that profile better than Reguilón, I think.
I disagree. I think he played that defence today as a hello board, we need some more players. Have you seen what I'm left with? I've got to play Doherty and Sessegnon.
He doesn't go to Chelsea and play an apologetic team.
We couldn't play Royale because he wasn't fully fit. That's what he'd already said that before the game. I don't know what was going on with Reguilón, but he hasn't...
That's nonsense to say that. To say you go to one of the biggest games of the season and put half a team out.
It was our best team.
To buy some players.
It was the best team we had available today. That was the best defence we had available today. And actually, they were significantly better with Dier back. However, I genuinely don't think that Sessegnon is that player. I think Reguilón is far, far better in that position than Sessegnon is.
Okay. All right. So should I be selling Reguilón then?
Well, I mean, if I was in charge at Spurs, I'd be playing Reguilón week in, week out. So I struggle with seeing him as second choice to Sessegnon. I really think he'll come back, but equally it's quite a difficult hold when he's not played for the last couple of weeks.
All right, what about Chelsea for their part? Nice goal from Ziyech, very nice goal.
It was an excellent goal.
Mason Mount with the assist coming in.
Why have you brought that up?
Have you not got him in your team anymore?
Why have you brought that up? I literally said at the beginning of the stream about that.
All right, okay, so Mason Mount not in your team anymore. Would you consider bringing Chelsea players in?
Oh, Foot can ask me if I was going to bring Mount back. No, because they've got two blanks.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah, now is the time to de-invest in Chelsea.
Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. So what's your plan on Rudiger then?
I think Luka Dean, probably.
Yeah, feels like it, doesn't it?
I mean, that's
feels
the like obvious it. Choice, isn't it? But the trouble is, I think most people will do that, which just then makes it a little bit like, oh, okay, we're all going there then, are we?
Yeah, but sometimes the obvious move.
Presume you're doing
the
same with Alonso,
yeah,
are you?
Yeah, probably. That's what I've got earmarked, yeah.
You've only got Alonso, right?
Only Alonso, yeah. Alonso to Dean seems just like a no-brainer, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
Actually got dropped today for bloody Sarr. Do you know what I mean?
Came off for one pointer though. You needed that though.
Yeah, but I just don't know. That was always a risk buying into Alonso that he's going to not get the start. And I genuinely think Tuchel maybe looked at your that flank for Spurs and thought, you know, depending on who plays, could give Alonso a bit of a tough time.
We probably would have as well.
And yeah, probably would have, because Alonso is a bit of a crap defender. There's no doubt about it. And I don't think Tuchel rates him.
Great in attack, but not so great at the defending.
Indeed. Yeah, indeed. Anything else you want to talk about? Give me your, just to finish on then, give me your first thoughts on your new purchase in your team, Mr. Rafinha. I go on about him every single week on here. He's expecting more for this game, no doubt about it. And the fixtures going forward don't look amazing for Leeds. Let's have a look at them. The Leeds fixtures going forward are as such: Villa away, Everton away, by which time Duncan Ferguson might have got his act together. United, Spurs, then Leicester away. That's not easy for a Leeds team that have just lost at home to Newcastle, despite a couple of good wins before that.
No, but I sort of did it on the basis that there might be a double game week coming up.
Right.
Because they're that game against Villa that we all keep banging on about, and double game week with Rafinha in it felt like a good idea. Plus, they were playing Newcastle, so it seemed like a sensible transfer, given that also, eventually, that spot I want to be Salah's, probably, or maybe Son.
Yeah.
So it did make sense for... It just all made sense for him to come in this week. he was a bit meh. But as I said before, my issue with Rafinha isn't really Rafinha. It's about what happens in that Leeds team around him. And they've been so hit with injuries and problems and what have you this season that actually I don't think they've really... Well, they haven't been able to get their best team out at all so far. And as a result of that, I don't think that that makes Rafinha the best option. It makes him the best option in that Leeds team, but I don't think it makes him the best midfield option. But he was a good option for Newcastle, and he could be a good option if the double game week starts in at some point.
Okay, all right. Just a quick shout out. I didn't get any FPL points. In fact, he only got booked, but St Max was good again this game. What a nice player he is. On his day, I think he's completely unplayable, St Maximin.
I love him.
The problem is he only has a... They're becoming more frequent, but he was only having one good day in about three or four.
Now he's having a
good game, sort of one in two. If he can find even more consistency, I like him. I think he's just a top player. No FPL points, but if you see the highlights, just running at pace, direct.
He's great.
Creating chances for others around him. He's a nice player.
Yeah, he's great.
Will Newcastle have enough to stay up?
Well, they're certainly spending money to try and stay up,
aren't they?
They've bought in some decent players. They've got a proven goal scorer in Chris Wood. Yeah. They've got a really decent defender in Trippier. If they bring in players like Ali as well, we've got a real point to prove. No, but genuinely, don't you think... No, I know what you're saying, because he has been awful lately. But if he goes, he'd go with an absolute point to prove, because he'll feel like he's been badly treated. And he'll be really linking back up with Trippier. You know, maybe he might be all right up at Newcastle. I think they'll be all right. I think they'll stay up.
Dele Alli's Instagram numbers will go up. That's all that he's worried about. Anyway, let's talk. He is so done as a player. He can go wherever he wants.
Right, the last time you said that.
Yeah, last time I said that.
Kane went on a world record beating season.
That is true. We've got to finish. We can't not talk about Man City. Right. Dropping points at Southampton. You've got Bernardo Silva, who, interestingly, I noticed, created the most chances. If I have a look at the Fantasy Football Scout members area on the homepage there, Bernardo Silva creating 5 chances this game week. And actually, when I look at the touches in the opponent's half as well for this game week, the top 5 players across the game week, all Man City players. Rodri was first, then João Cancelo, who, by the way, is a fixture on that chart. João Cancelo always has very high touches in the opponent's half. Then it is, looks like, De Bruyne, and then Bernardo, and then Foden. So the top 5. So that just shows you, territorially, how much Southampton gave up. I'm not going to pick out Salah as an FPL option, but I will say that's the best game I've ever seen him out.
He had the game of his
and
life.
And he was unbelievable, Salah. And actually, again, life. On the Scout homepage here, on the members' homepage, top for CBI, the CBI index, which is clearances, blocks, and interceptions. So this is an index that contributes for defenders in particular towards some of the bonus points. Salisu, 21 on the CBI. To put that into context, the next best was Fabian Scher at Newcastle, who got 13. So Salisu, 21. He was easily, in my opinion, the best player on the pitch. And despite not getting anything in terms of goals or assists or even a clean sheet, still got a bonus point. And that's why, because he had the game of his life with the clearances, blocks, and interceptions.
He was great.
City midfield.
I still don't hate owning Silva.
Right.
I don't hate it.
Okay.
I was quite pleased. I thought he played quite well. He was in the mix. He's never going to be a marauding KDB, but I don't have the money for a marauding KDB.
Yeah.
I have the money for a mid-priced City midfielder. Now, can I make him Foden instead? Probably can. Well, I can.
But you're never going to do it because it just feels
too
sideways.
But it's so sideways. And there's always other things to do, like bring back Salah or deal with Ronaldo or all of that other stuff that needs to happen. And, you know, you look at the amount of crosses that you put in this game week and there's definitely potential there for attacking returns. So,
well taken goal by Kyle Walker-Peters, wasn't it? Very well taken
goal. Learned that at Spurs.
He did not learn that at Spurs.
Yeah, he did.
What I will say, though, as a Foden owner, it's funny when you have a guy on your team, you watch them closely, don't you, when they're playing. Foden lets him go there. That will not go unnoticed by Pep, because Kyle Walker-Peters picks the ball up and Foden, they analysed it on Match of the Day, or was it on the commentary after? Can't remember, but I saw some analysis and Foden says to João Cancelo,
I think it was Redknapp.
Yeah, he puts his hand out, he says, no, don't worry, I've got it, as if to say, I will go and close him down.
But he doesn't.
And he half-heartedly closes down Kyle Walker-Peters. It's a real, not a really good effort. And then Kyle Walker-Peters plays a really nice 1-2, I can't remember who it's with, And Foden just lets him go.
Yeah.
He lets him go, and then Kyle Walker-Peters gets the goal, and it's cost them 2 points. Pep is the sort of manager that will look at that and say, you've cost us 2 points there, Phil. That will not go unnoticed. And I just wonder whether there might be... Don't quote this, Foden owners, but just for the next game, maybe Pep goes, look, you cost us last game.
He's got 2 weeks before the next one. Might not play him in the FA Cup.
I don't know. Put it this way, I was not impressed with that from Foden. You know, lots of nice attacking output, you know, ish. He had an all right game, I thought, on the whole. But that was very poor. He was at fault for Kyle Walker-Peters' goal, in my opinion. So here we are, Sam. We've still got one game to go. Burnley versus Watford, as you quite rightly say, on the 5th of February.
Oh, gosh. We've got to wait till the 5th to find out what Josh King does.
We've got a few days and weeks to wait until that happens. But here, in the meantime, is my team. I tweeted something last night about the fact that just me not taking a hit this week felt like...
Bit of a win.
I felt like my rank just took a bit of a jump just from not taking a hit.
Yeah.
And the fact that I've now got 2 free transfers coming into the next game week. If I've not taken a... Oh, no, I did take a transfer. Yeah, sorry, I did a transfer. I've got 1 transfer coming into next week. Yeah, 1 transfer.
Cheeky monkey, where'd you get that from?
But not taking a hit did feel like that actually did give me a bit of a rank boost. Now, it hasn't been a good week, but I don't think many people have had a good week. It's littered with 2s and 1s. Thank goodness for Ramsdale in goal with his 8-pointer. Who knows what we might get from Josh.
How did you get 8 points?
I know. Well, you know, that's why you get Ramsdale. Because he does a lot of pass completion and stuff, by the way. And although we didn't talk about Arsenal and Burnley, how Arsenal won that game, I just don't know. I haven't looked at the XG numbers, but...
Don't know. But
Nick Pope in particular pulled off one save I saw from Smith Rowe, which was just like worldy save. Absolute worldy save. Anyway, Ramsdale with the 8. But apart from that, there is really nothing I'm going to talk about. There's nothing to talk about on there. I was expecting more from my slight differentials, Rafinha, and was hoping Alonso might actually play again, but didn't. So all in all, when all said and done, I've gone from, I think it's 176.5k to 176.4k. It's the greyest arrow you could ever have. It's not red, it's not green, but Live FPL says that I am down 0.03, so it is a red arrow. I guess when Josh King plays, even if he gets nothing...
Well, Josh King will give you a bit of a green.
Well, if he doesn't get sent off, yeah.
Also depends on what happens with Foster. Because Foster's out with COVID. If he comes back, which he should, before the 5th, then that'll annoy a lot of people. Because a lot of people played him as a double goalkeeper.
Yes.
And left players like Ramsdale and De Gea on their benches, who have both got clean sheets.
Yeah, there could be a few of them coming.
So depending upon whether... I mean, look, Backman I thought was awful on Friday
not
night.
Great.
So I suspect that if Foster recovers from COVID, okay, he'll be straight
back. How about Sargent's first goal, though? What a goal that is.
Why are Norwich suddenly playing football?
I actually don't think he's ever scored in the Premier League. I think I saw that.
He's got a brace
and now he's got 2. And the first one was the cheekiest. If you've not seen this goal, guys, you've got to go check out this goal. It's like a back heel. Remember the one from Giroud not so long ago where he sort of scorpion kicked it? It was like that, but without the diving over. It went in off. It was an unbelievable goal. Unbelievable goal. So there's my team. I'm really not going to dwell on it. It's really nothing to write home about. A very, very, very average week with Ramsdale probably saving it. And let's hope for something from Josh King in a couple of weeks. Early thoughts on transfers? I don't have any. I genuinely am putting FPL down for a few days. Wait to see what happens with Salah and Mane at the AFCON.
There's a lot of football to come yet.
There's loads.
AFCON, FA Cup.
Oh, forget it.
Another game week 23 fixture.
Not even going to think about a transfer. I'm just not even going to think about it. And if players go up and down in value, whatever. Just let it be. Talk us through your team, though, because you've got 37, which in a week where people are struggling to get, you know, double-digit scores, that feels all right. That's not bad at all.
I mean, it's Rudiger.
Yeah, Rudiger 7 helps a lot.
It's basically Rudiger because... He's the most low of all of the Chelsea defenders. He was always the most lowly owned of them.
I think that's the difference between my team and yours, actually.
In fact,
Alonso didn't start and Rudiger got 7.
It absolutely is. Yeah. Because, you know, most managers at that point, when you were choosing a Chelsea defender, weren't going Rudiger because they wanted to go either Chilwell or Reece James, or when Chilwell was injured, Alonso, a bit like you did.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, that well, it backfired on me for a while when those guys were performing and Rudiger was just sort of ticking along. But this week it's worked in my favour. Annoyingly, it was against Spurs, but hey-ho, it is what it is. Glad I kept him. Yeah. He will be my sale, definitely, this week. It's just,
I think it's an exodus for Chelsea, isn't it? Yeah, just, now in FPL.
And if he drops in price, he drops in price.
Brandon Williams, 7 on the bench again. Every week. 7 week in a row.
Every week.
Not every week, just 2 weeks, but it's still worse.
It does hurt. But, I mean, what are you going to do?
You're benching Williams, aren't you? I mean, you're not playing Williams.
Who, for sure. Do you not play? I mean, the reality is it's Calvert-Lewin. But I can't bench Calvert-Lewin for Williams when I'm captaining Josh King against him. Like, you can't do it. So it is what it is. Rudiger will be my transfer out this week because I'm not convinced I really want to invest in the Chelsea. Even if they didn't blank over the next 2 weeks, it feels like quite a good time to get off the Chelsea defence, to be honest, anyway.
Yeah, it does, despite the clean sheet this week.
Just with other fixtures for other teams, it's really not really about Chelsea, it's about everybody else.
And unless you've been living under a rock for the last few weeks, Chelsea rock bottom here. So actually, over the next 4 game weeks, they only play once, and that's Palace away, which is, on paper, it looks a tricky little fixture.
Yeah, but Edouard will score, probably.
So you've got Chelsea not playing 3 of the next 4. So if you have Chelsea players in your team, now's the time to get red. And Rudiger is no exception to that, right? Even if you've got a bit of value tied up in him, you've got to go.
Yeah. I think he's worth 0.9 to me, and he's 6.2 in the game, I think. Okay. So I can actually afford for him to drop one before it'll affect me anyway. So
very good.
Yeah, he'll be my out, probably for Dean. But if everyone could just not make any... can we just have an agreement, everyone? Let's not do anything
until
like a couple of weekends' time. Is
good
that
shout.
Right? Thanks,
yes,
guys.
Good shout. Overall, I'm up to 120k, so not bad.
A bit of a climb after the last couple of weeks of...
it's okay.
Malaise.
Yeah, it's okay. And let's see what happens in a Watford game. But you're in a nice position where, Josh King is at least going to play. He's going to get, hopefully some points, even if it's 1 or 2. And that's going to give you a little bit more. That green arrow will just get bumped up a little bit more, hopefully. A little bit more. Shout out to all of our patrons, everybody that supports us over on patreon.com/FPL family. We love you all for going to support us over there. If you want to come and support what Sam and I do on the podcast and on the live stream here, head over to the links that are in the description below and consider supporting us at the $3, the $5 or the $10 tier. The Ohana tier is our entry tier. That's the $3 tier. So you get a bonus podcast from us every Friday, as well as access to our Slack community. More on that in just a second. If you want to go to the Manager of the Month tier, that's the $5 tier. You get both of those things, but you also get entry into our Manager of the Month competition where you get the opportunity to win lots of lovely prizes. And if you want to go all the way up to the Zoom $10 tier, you get all of the things from the other tiers, as well as the opportunity to speak to Sam and I once or twice a year about your team. You can pick any time you want. You can have that call whenever you want. Maybe you're playing your wild card and you want to speak to Sam about who you're going to pick in your front line. That's the time to do it. That's the time to have that call. So if you want to go and support us over on Patreon, we'd love you to do that. And we thank everybody that already does it. And there are many of you in the live chat already this evening. Now, depending on, regardless actually of which tier you pick, you will all get access to our Slack community. Our Slack community is full of people, like-minded people, everyone that's playing FPL. It gets a little bit bonkers every now and again, but it is genuinely brilliant fun. Genuinely brilliant fun. And every weekend, we always ask the guys to get into the hashtag StreamQs Slack channel and post some questions about hot topics for us to discuss at the end of the live stream. So Sam, here are a few questions from our Slack community. Now I need to go over here. I need to change to this. Let's see. Right. Let's have a look at some of the questions that have been coming in today. So Kyle, thank you, Kyle Brett, for the question. What to do with Ronaldo? Getting no service, but fixtures are good. Well, I think you've made your point clear on that, haven't you? He is an easy sell and sounds like you wanted to have done it already.
As long as there isn't a double in 25. What would be really nice is if we got some double game week announcements over the next couple of weeks.
Wouldn't it be nice?
Because then we'd have a better picture. Because my fear is I sell Ronaldo only to find that he doubles in 25 and then I'll panic.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. Cyberdet is saying, what is the better mid to long-term investment here, Sam? Or just a mid-term investment? Double Villa midfield or double Liverpool defence? So I think Cy's thinking about Trent and Robertson versus like a Coutinho and a Buendia maybe. So
I'd double up on Villa.
You double up on the Villa midfield. Despite the fact we've got a lot of options in that midfield from lots of different teams, you still think that's worth doubling up in that Villa midfield.
Yeah, Coutinho, Ramsey, Buendia and Ramsey.
Okay.
You have Ramsey as your enabler and you get one of them two.
Okay.
If Robertson
was injured and it was Tsimikas and Trent, I might be tempted to go with the double up at Liverpool defence, because then it's not so much money and you can invest and stick one on the bench.
Okay. All right, and Rajesh is saying, with so many options and value available in defence and midfield, because Si's already pointed out, you've got the Villa midfielders, you've got the Liverpool defenders, etc. As opposed to the forwards, which three forwards will you spend your money on? Have you got your eye on the three, you know, which forwards would you go for right now? In fact, let's answer this a different way. Put money to side, where would you go? What would be the three forwards you'd have in FPL right now?
Watkins.
You would have Watkins. Yeah, okay, I think I probably would as well. Where else would you go?
I don't...
It's hard to know, isn't it, outside of that?
See, because at the moment I've got Calvert-Lewin, King and Ronaldo. And in an ideal world, I don't really want any of them.
Right. You're well happy with your team then?
Oh, just my front line. Josh King is a cheap enabler, but I'd rather have Edouard as a cheap enabler up top.
Would you have Kane in with those? The fixtures are looking all right for Harry.
If it was a straight choice, if I was wildcarding now...
Yeah.
I would probably have Kane.
Okay. All right. So Watkins, Kane,
Edouard,
and...
Edouard, probably.
Edouard, really?
Probably. No, he's a nice enabler. He's cheap because you're not going to... I don't really like... I mean, Calvert-Lewin, I still keep banging on about because surely...
I don't see it. I think the third one I would have, if I was going to have Kane... I know I've said money, no object, but if you're going to have a heavy hitter in there...
You've got to have two cheaper ones.
You probably got... And if you're going to have Watkins as well, he's a mid-price forward, you've probably got to have a cheaper one. I've been very impressed with Broja. Very impressed with Broja.
Yeah, you're his biggest fan, you are.
I like this kid. Yeah. I think he's really good. For his physicality, for a player of that sort of age, he's got muscle, he's got pace, he's got an eye for goal.
Yeah.
He did score, but it was given offside, marginally offside against Man City at the weekend. And he looked a constant threat. I like him.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be, if he stays at Southampton for next season, or even if he returns to Chelsea.
One of theirs?
Yeah, yeah, he's a Chelsea loanee. Yeah, he's not a Southampton player. They're all over the place, Chelsea players.
Well, they're like...
I think he's a loanee. I don't think they've sold him.
No, I think he's like Gallagher. But I didn't know where he'd come from. I didn't know he was Chelsea
Tips
as well.
Is in the chat. He'll tell me if Southampton have bought.
I mean, they own half the loanees around the world.
Nice player. I like him. I think I'd have him. Let's go to some more questions. Is Daka a good option with Vardy out? So here we go. We're talking about options up front. What about Patson Daka 2-2 now?
What are the Leicester fixtures, please?
Let's have a look at the Leicester fixtures then, Sam. The Leicester fixtures are not good. It's Liverpool, then West Ham, then Wolves away, a stingy Wolves away, and then a blank, and then Leeds in 28.
Absolutely not.
So I don't think... With those fixtures...
Even with Vardy out, like, I don't see them... I mean, if you... At a push, you'd have Maddison. I don't think you'd have Daka. At a push.
Yeah,
fixtures are not
difficult
nice.
Difficult to invest in Leicester with that,
isn't
blank.
It?
They bottled it again a bit against Brighton, didn't they? They bottled it again. I think... What was the Brighton? 82nd, 83rd minute? They're dropping so many points, Leicester. I mean, your game was a bit of an anomaly, but still.
I really enjoyed it.
They've got to hold on to that. And Brighton to that, they've got to hold on to that, Leicester. I mean, it's just not good enough, is it? It's not good enough. So I think that's a bit of a no, Martin. Thanks for the question. I appreciate it. We're not going to go with Daka. Let's see what else is being said. Oh, here's a nice question from Tips. Thank you, FPO Harry. Of the past three Chelsea versus Spurs games, what's your favourite? Question. Which was your favourite game out of them three?
The second round of the semis was my favourite.
The
there
second
you are,
leg.
Tips. Yeah.
Why? Because that was when you lost
quite,
the least by.
We didn't quite get us destroyed in that one.
No goals.
I was
no goals in three games.
All right.
Just saying.
Do you want to get divorced?
No, I'm just saying. No goals in three games. That's all I'm saying.
I had quite a nice weekend with you until this moment.
That's Tips has caused that, not me. That's
Don't
tips.
You blame Harry.
He's asked the question.
Look, I mean, we were cheated today, to be honest.
Last question, Sam, from the Slack. Karan Suresh. Thank you, Karan, for the question. You've already said that you would double up on Villa midfield. He's asking, is it worth doubling up on Villa defence with their fixtures and Stevie G's history at his previous club? So he's already owned cash. So Karan is considering a move sideways to Dina, but he is considering going cash and Dina, you know. What are we saying about that?
I really don't like the defensive double up.
For any team.
I just don't like... I mean, you even saw that with City, right, this week. People doubled up on City with Laporte and Cancelo, and then that happens. And it's really, really annoying.
Well, Laporte owners aren't moaning.
Well, no, but it's still really annoying because they conceded, which wipes out the clean sheet. And I think when you're going with the double up defensively, it's because you are... basically banking on some clean sheets, ticking yes attack in return. So I understand what you're saying with that, because I think Cash and Dina could both be some really good picks. But I do think you only want one of them. And if you're already invested in Cash, I don't think it's a problem to just be invested in Cash.
Okay.
I don't think you have to swap to Dean.
Would you go any of the centre-backs at Villa? Would you go Konser or Hauser or Mings or anybody like that? Or is there just not enough attacking flair?
I don't think you
need to. Is
that
just not a sexy enough pick?
Just go Ramsey. Go Luca Dean, get Ramsey, and then pick one of the others. If you want to treble up, pick Coutinho or Watkins or Buendia, whoever you fancy. Fill your boots with Villa.
Fill your boots with Villa. There we go. On that note, we should end the filling your boots with Villa.
I haven't looked at what we're doing.
I'm going to ask you the question I ask you every week, and you never know the answer. What are we doing this week? Any podcasts? Any shows? I think we're on the FPL show this week.
No, we aren't.
And we're not.
No.
We're on before the next deadline, I'm sure. In the next couple of weeks, we're on.
I think I'm on. I'm on.
Are you?
Not this week. Next week.
Next week you're on.
Before the next deadline.
Who are you on with then? Is it Gianni?
Yeah. We're getting divorced. I'm going to meet Gianni.
Oh, is that right?
I'm
okay,
off to meet Gianni.
Good.
And then we're on together the week after. So we can't actually
get
divorced.
I don't blame you. It's a very good book.
You've got back-to-back me on the show. Not this week. Week after with Gianni. Week after with you. podcast we should get
the
off.
Way you said that.
What?
Week off. This week with Gianni. Next week with you.
You've been... I mean, you've been a bit rude to me tonight.
He's a good looking bloke. I don't blame you. Go on.
Don't really know how to answer that.
I might run off with Gianni, to be fair. He's...
Gianni won't run off with you.
He would never be, would he?
No.
Oh, my God. Anyway, what are we doing? Podcast shows, anything?
We haven't had the podcast dates yet.
Oh, so we actually don't know.
I can't tell you, so we'll let you know.
So FPL genuinely isn't going into a little bit of hibernation mode for the next sort of few days while people get schedules sorted and shows and podcasts and all that sort of stuff sorted.
Well, I think they're probably scheduled, but we're not on this week's podcast, but I can't tell you when we're next on. I think it's Az on this week's podcast as the expert. And then we'll be on before the next deadline.
Very good.
One of us will be back.
All right, well, there we go, guys. If you're new to the show, if you've not listened to us before, make sure you hit that subscribe button and the little notify bell for when, so you know them when... Get me words out. So
it's
that you know...
Thinking about Gianni now, aren't
well,
you?
That's it, I've got Gianni on the brain now. I can't stop thinking about him. So you know when we are going live... Is he? Where? Oh, yeah, he's on the fest flyer, isn't he? Yeah, he's on the fest flyer, as is everybody else. So, leave us a like before you go. Hit that subscribe button. Thank you very much for doing that if you've done it already. We'll see you probably in a couple of weeks, I'd suggest. Probably in a couple of weeks. I doubt if we'll do a live stream next week. Probably do one the week after when we've gone through game week 24.
Unless we get some double game week fixtures.
If there are some double game week announcements, if Josh King goes off...
Well, Josh King won't go off. He's not playing till the 5th.
Okay, if we get double game week announcements, then I'll tell you what, we'll do a video for the channel.
If we get double game weeks, there'll be a video.
So there's a good reason to hit the subscribe and the notify so that you know when that video goes live on the channel. Guys, thank you for joining us this evening. Well done if you got over 10 points this week or something, because it's just been an absolute rotter of a week, unless you've got Laporte and Dina and maybe Andy Robertson at the back. Until next time, guys, thank you for joining us tonight on FPL Family, and we'll see you next time. Cheers.
Bye, guys.